27 Pictures, Cleanup Efforts at Odessa Cathedral Bombed by Russian Forces. By Oliver J. J. Lane on July 24, 2023. Odessa's historic city center, a United Nations designated heritage area, came under fresh attack on Sunday, leaving the city's impressive cathedral partially ruined. Russia has bombed Odessa nightly for over a week, apparently targeting Ukraine's import-export infrastructure in the port around which the city grew, but also inevitably bombing civilians as well. The central historic importance of the port makes the close proximity to that facility of the historic city inevitable, and the city's governor Oleg Kuyper said, as well as one person killed in Sunday's bombings, 25 registered architectural monuments had been hit, including 12 buildings of great historical importance. One of those hit in the UNESCO World Heritage Center over the weekend is the former palace of the Counts Tolstoy, which was taken by the Soviets in the 1920s and converted into a scientific institute. Its historic 19th-century interiors were seen smashed and bathed in dust in photographs published yesterday. While Russia bombs UN-designated historic areas, a Ukrainian politician has criticized the international organization for being so soft in its condemnation. Lviv Mayor Andriy Sadovyi said, per Ukrainian Pravda, that it was cowardly for UNESCO to condemn the bombing without specifically naming Russia as the perpetrator. One building hit in Odessa which has gained more attention than any other, no doubt for the dramatic and appalling images of its broken marble interiors, is the city's main cathedral, the Church of the Transfiguration. Despite its impressive 18th-19th century style Greek Revival architecture, the cathedral isn't listed in UNESCO's protection order against Odessa because the church itself is less than 30 years old. The Orthodox cathedral was in fact destroyed once before on orders of Moscow, when Stalin was pushing to convert the Soviet Union to atheism and had it bulldozed in 1936. The new cathedral was rebuilt from 1999, and the modern method of handing masonry on a steel frame can now clearly be seen in the ruins of the building, including in the arches holding up the Great Dome and the partially collapsed Baldacchino. In scenes reminiscent of the destruction of Notre Dame Paris, works of art and objects of devotion and worship were carried out of the ruins of the building and piled on the outside pavement. A report in the Guardian newspaper notes the irony of the Russian strike damaging a cathedral which was consecrated when new by the Russian Patriarch Kirill, a strong supporter of President Putin and of the war itself. Russia, for its part, denies it bombed the cathedral at all and blames the damage on a fallen Ukrainian anti-aircraft missile.